This podcast is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington, with two convenient locations, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, or the original Valley location at 11618 East Sprague. You're never very far from wings, burgers, and beer, with daily specials and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 and 9 to close, so you're not spending too much jingle. They have trivia every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, or buzz time trivia on the TVs anytime. So come on down to Flamin' Joe's, kick it on the patio, and enjoy some hot wings and beer. The best of both worlds. Bonus offer, meet two members of the podcast, Chris and Justin. They work on the north side. Probably won't meet them. They work in the kitchen. And you probably don't want to meet them. They're abrasive people. And as Justin would say, there's no better way to spend your day on a hot summer day. And now, on to the show. Welcome to Why We Hang Out, episode 24. Justin's not here. Well, he was here for a little bit, but you know, we have a message for him. Fuck Justin.
Fuck Justin.
Fuck Justin.
Fuck Justin.
Game on!
I saw that video.
The fucking safe, the air guy has like this half stick of dynamite lights. He's like, yeah! I'm like, dude, calm down! I'm just like, woo, dude! He's like, woo!
This is why you people frown on your people!
Dude, just throw it in there and run away. And he like, I got all excited, opened up the mini fridge, threw it in there, and ran, and he got two steps. He's like, boom! And fucking blew the back out over the fence and across the alley and shit. I was like, damn, that could have been you.
That's crazy.
You're inserting
an
ass.
Yeah, fuck that. So who is the warlock, man?
Hmm?
Who is the warlock?
The warlock?
Or the guy downstairs that, like, walked in.
Oh, the fucking vampire hunter?
You got 85,000?
Jesus Christ.
See ya. Bye, Justin.
Have fun.
Kill that guy. The vampire. So, he had it. There's, in the shop we were in, there's the weed shop upstairs, there's an apartment in the back, and then down below there's the whole grow area, and then there's a little shop in there like the size of a bedroom. And this guy thought vampires were fucking real.
Don't we all?
No, he
this
thought...
This is like legitimately like...
Like in an unhealthy way, like people believe in Jesus, this guy is about vampires.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I love your term.
So he wore this like tall black top hat, you know, vampire hunter style. On this side he had three bullets... vampire bullets, and he had a jar of holy water on this side. And he'd wear a long black leather coat in the middle of summer. Had a
so this is like not October.
No, this is a real life idiot. And he's got a cross on this side and three stakes on this side, and he's got like a Bible and fucking holy water in this
holy
side.
Holy shit.
Every day.
Every day. And he's got long red hair. Like ginger red, too. Not like I dyed it red.
Well, he has no soul.
Ginger red, okay? And he's got a mustache and beard.
Ironically, the guy who's hunting things that have no soul has no soul himself.
So, like...
Justin fucking loves ginger.
That's why he's gone.
And apparently lesbians. Take that guy to... He's like, they're talking to me. I'm like, they're dykes, bro.
Yeah.
I don't really give a fuck about
we went
you.
We went to nine.
You guys had the same shirts.
We went to... button-up flannels.
Yeah, that's cute, bro.
We went to nine.
The other day, you guys... They just wanted to go to nine the entire time I showed up. Let's
yeah.
Go to nine.
All
I'm not,
the
I'm
girls
not
were like, we
want
to go to nine. We want to go to nine. And we're like, why? Why go all the way downtown? Like, why? What is the purpose of going to nine?
There's booze here.
Yeah, like, we're already in a place with booze, and they were trying to go to nine, but we'd gone a while back. We did a podcast on, like, the whole story on it. And honestly, I love going to that bar. The only perk about nine is that you don't have to sit there and worry about, like, oh, I got, like, there's girls, so I got to be like this. You know, in some fucking way, right? Give a fuck. They're after the same thing you are. Pussy. Basically, it's a fair playing field.
Yeah.
You know?
That time me and Justin went to the gay bar with Andrew on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
He's like, He's like, all right, I'm going to go mingle. And he goes, I go to the bathroom, come back. He's like talking to...
I've never heard Justin act like that ever. Right? Either.
And he's like, goes over and he's talking to these two chicks. And I'm just like, hey, let's go. And he's like, no, I'm talking to this chick. Underneath the table, they're holding hands and shit. Not Justin and the girl, but
he's
chicks.
He's not getting it.
I'm like, dude, she doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
He's like, no, man, she's really talking to me. She likes me. I was like, as a friend.
Friend. Because
cool.
Gay. Because
you have a dick, dude, and she doesn't care about you.
Yeah, there's no threat. You are a... No threatening.
It could never look like a little vagina. It could look like a little hairy vagina.
We don't know.
More pubes than dick, dude, so it just covers over the front.
We never know.
See, and I'm pretty oblivious. Shit, I probably would have caught on to that.
Yeah, he just like...
You would have to. One, it's a gay bar. I mean, that alone is...
I picked up pretty quick when the dude was trying to buy me and Willie shots. I was like, I'm out of here. I'm good.
When
Willie's like, let's get some free shots, bro. And I'm like, no.
I went with... When I was still with Angela, one of the guys who worked with Troy wanted to go... His girl wanted to go to Irv's. They were doing the drag show. And Angela was like, so I think I'm going to go to the drag show with Tara, Troy's girlfriend. I'm like, all right, whatever. And I go to work that day. And Troy's working with me and he goes, all right, so you need to do me a friend solid. Tara wants to go to the fucking Irv's and do the drag show. And I'm like, Angela's going too. What up? And he's like, Tara wants me to go. I'm like, then go. Like, who fucking cares? And he goes, you need to go too. I'm like, why? I don't care either way. I'm not interested. It's not something I'm interested in. And he's like, man, come on. I don't want to be the only guy there. And I'm like, you're not going to be the only guy there. And he goes, you know. I'm like, do you have a problem being around gay people? He goes, no, man. What if he hit on? And I'm like, Troy, not sound like an asshole, but I wouldn't hit on you, dude.
Did you work there with Troy?
No.
Did Troy get fired right before?
Yeah, it was before.
I think I remember meeting.
You might have replaced Troy.
I think I did.
I was like, hey, I had to fire a guy. You want a job?
Yeah, that's what I remember now. And he came in one day and I was like, I work here now. And he was like,
yep. I remember that too. He came in for his last check. Yeah.
He was like, hey, buddy.
But we went. So we went with the girls down to Irv's and Troy got hit on so much. Like, he looked uncomfortable.
It was those new teeth.
And he had just got his new teeth in. And, because he says he got curbed, but everybody's got a shady past. You know everybody's shit. We still don't know.
That's what they call meth down in Seattle.
You guys think Justin drove you two fucking nuts? Troy probably was going to kill Justin.
Physically murder him. And you would have been like, well, you know. Like, you would have got it. Yeah. Like, you two would have been like, well, you know.
Like, if Justin was on fire, I'd probably drink water.
Slowly, too. Out of a straw with a hole in it, so it'd go.
Like, oh, man, this is ice cold. I didn't want this shit. Like,
you'd be like, do you want any? You know.
I need Sensodyne for this.
But so we're all at the club, and he's getting hit on.
Like, what up?
Like, a fucking, like a. Like a fucking chick goes into a bar wearing a bikini and is like, that says open for business. Like, Troy's getting hit on it. I'm like, fuck this guy. And he's like, and they would go, guys would be like, hey, how you doing? You know, you looking all sexy over there. And he's like, no. And I don't.
He'd get physically pushy.
And you could tell he'd be like uncomfortable. And they'd walk away and I'm like, and I get no play. And the look on Troy's face is like, what the fuck, dude? You want play? I'm like, no, I don't want play. I'm just saying, just what the fuck? You getting all the fucking attention. I'm like, the girls ain't, because, you know, it's a gay bar. I don't get nothing.
Yeah, so it's like being in a Catholic school and the preacher don't even, I
know I ain't no fucking, like, Denzel Washington, you know, but at least a fucking wink. You know?
Yeah.
And
what about my shoulder? Like something. Make it feel important.
So bartender comes around doing the $2 jello shots, and we're buying them. And I ask him, I go, what you think of my friend? And he's like, oh, he's cute. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Troy's fucking
bear. So what I do is I go, so I'm like, so what? I get no play? And they're like, honey, you don't look like you're uncomfortable. You're only mad because he's getting action. I'm like, yeah, I am mad he's getting action. That's some bullshit. And the girls are just sitting there like, are you fucking serious? And they're like, you with them? And they're like, no, we're not. We don't want to be with him now. Because he's mad he's getting hit on. I'm mad I'm getting no play. And Troy's like, why can't I get no play? I'm like, you got to look comfortable as fuck, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend. They're gay. I don't care.
It's like
care.
They can sense it. They know you're uncomfortable. The more you're uncomfortable,
they are on you like a fly on shit. They are on you.
If you're like, fuck you, faggot, they're like,
I didn't care. I was so indifferent. I was like, I get cheap drinks. Like, the bartender was the only one who gave me any play, and I was like, I got a Captain Coke and Angela's stereotypical girl cran fucking vodka. And he's like, that's on me. And I'm like, fuck yeah, that is. I'll take that free drink. Shit. Later. Yeah, it's like, guess where I will not hang out anymore, but know that I can come once a year and get some good drinks? I'll pay goddamn dime. But it was some bullshit, all I'm saying.
I never went to the gay bar.
Man. You never went to the gay bar? We should all go.
You live until you've been to a gay bar, bro.
For real. We should all just go.
You want to know how gay Seattle is? In the gay district, the fucking crosswalks are rainbow colored with glitter in them. I can't even lie about that. I seen it. I was like, this is bullshit. I was like, what the fuck is this? It's so shiny.
I've got a body type that's very popular in the gay.
You do? You're a bird.
So do I. I hate it.
You know what?
Yeah,
we should just go.
Yeah, but I got the rest of it, and they want that.
We could all just go to Herbs and then do podcast about how uncomfortable all y'all got and how I get no play.
Now me and Jarell are going to get
fucking
Justin
nailed.
Will probably try to fuck some dyke.
And he'd be like, she didn't want to hang out afterwards. I don't get it. And we would all just stare at him.
We shop
really?
At the same flannel store, but she didn't dig my style.
Yeah. We both had Doc Martens and fucking shredded blue cheese.
Man, dude, the fucking gay chicks outnumber their guy gays in Seattle like 10 to 1. It's fucking
what
nuts.
Is Seattle?
You can't tell if they're dudes or chicks from far away.
See, Robert and I would just get mad because we're not getting any action. We'd be like, what the fuck? Do you guys get all of it? We're like, that's some bullshit, man. Can't get no fucking play here either.
I hate gay bars. I fucking hate them so
much. I have no problem. It is. I like the fact that there is no sense of having to feel like you got a fucking, when we went to Nine, the best part about being at Nine, they're all gay. Give no fucks. You get a drink, you hang out, you chat. You don't got to worry about them judging you and wanting to be like, whoa, is she trying to get in my pants? How do I respond? You don't give a fuck. It's like hanging out with the guys when the chick goes by and go, look how hot she is. I'm like, right? God
one
damn.
One of our growers, his name is Luke, and that's like, awesome. He's like this regular ass dude, you know, like one of us, and he's hella cool. And then he's like, yeah, I'm hella gay. I was like, whatever, you ain't gay. He's like, no, this is my boyfriend, Carl. And I met Carl. Carl's gay as fuck.
So
he's
you
like,
could tell
hi,
him
guys.
The
I'm like, the fuck?
I've never had that fucking pressure at the bar. I got married when I was 20. So every time I've been to the bar, it's just like,
yeah, generally different. Like, basically, being at it like the Nine is more, it's a gay bar, but it's more like there's a lot of lesbians.
You see that basketball hoop in there?
At Nine?
Yeah.
Maybe Zola or something.
Yeah.
Nine used to have it before it turned into a gay
Zola's
bar.
Is a gay bar?
A basketball hoop in there, like half court. You could shoot for free drinks.
Yeah. Oh no! All that whole area is now like dance floor. Yeah, they have pool
they
tables.
They
have pool tables.
They still sell a $35 Hungry Man meal there.
No, there's no. It's all booze.
They had
because you have to sell food.
Yeah,
so
you
that,
have to sell.
Yeah.
So they were selling $35 Hunger Man meals. Like that was on the menu. $35 Hunger Man, a whole pound.
They had like a dive bar pool table section where the butch dykes could go, and then they had the mingle dykes, and then they had the dance floor.
For all the straight
all the straight girls trying to get away from guys and stuff dance floor. Oh my god!
So,
and then the gay guys.
And you look at
this and you're like, there is a blatant dichotomy. Like the cool ones are all in jeans, shirts, short cut hair. Ones over here are just they're gay, they're whatever, they're out of the club. Don't give fucks.
They're mad at their
the
dad.
Dance floor. Yeah. Then there's the dance floor where it is straight girls and gay guys, and you're like, this is fucking weird. Like you could do a whole National Geographic fucking episode on the differences of humanity right here in this one fucking room.
In fucking White Center, man, there's a place across the street called the Crawfish House, right? It's spelled just like that, Crawfish House. And is ran by all Koreans.
Oh my god.
Chris,
you
don't
know
shit about
fucking
crawfish, dude. So everything you get tastes like butter. Like literally, even the corn tastes like butter.
You're like, can I get some corn with my butter, please?
It was just nasty, but right next to that was it was called like Down South Donuts, something like that.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras Donuts. And that guy was really from New Orleans, man. His fucking accent was so thick, he'd be like, come over and be like, hey man, I'm trying to get my buddy Tinny some weed. I'm like, Tinny? He's like, yeah, T-O-N-Y, Tinny. I'm like,
you mean Tiny?
You mean Tony?
Tony. Like Tony Pizza, right?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, Tinny. I was like, the fuck?
There are letters that you were not putting in the right place.
His accent was like so thick sometimes. I was like, what? You need the fucking Aussie translator at the bottom.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm like, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah,
I've got a guy in my
that?
Yeah. From New Orleans and shit, and I don't understand a goddamn thing.
Yeah, he's funny as shit.
That Cajun accent is thick as fuck.
He's Cajun as fuck, and then his wife was Korean as hell.
Oh my god.
So, like, barely spoke Cajun Korean English, so they didn't communicate well. Donuts.
Yeah, she's like, oh, hilarious. What kind of donut you want today?
An argument between them would be the most wonderful.
It's like that fucking donut shop at Joe's, man.
Yeah, the donuts to go.
Yeah.
They got such good fucking
donuts. Yeah, the donuts are dope. But, like,
old white guys. That weed shop over there had a fucking brain.
Yeah,
it was like, donut shop, smoke shop, wing shop, weed shop.
Oh, yep. No, it is. It's perfect, dude. Is it just donuts? That Cinder makes money. They are always busy. Like, they, and between them and the smoke, like, you know the smoke shop was there, like, well, shit, if you guys just sell the weed, like, you knew there was a deal where that, like, you just sell the weed, I'll sell the pipes, I'll buy them from you wholesale, we both make money. Because he's got the whole booth set up in there, in the smoke shop now.
Two weed shops in the White Center I wasn't allowed to go into.
No one knew. Only fucking you.
One was a rec shop. You don't even have to have a car. You can just go in there over 21.
Yeah.
I got hella pissed because the dude behind the counter doesn't even smoke weed. So how the fuck are you going to sit there and tell me what this weed does?
Yeah.
And well, you don't even smoke weed. So you're just reading the back of a...
Yeah, it's like it has this in it, and it's got 3% saturated fat.
If you have,
like, right?
I look on Wikipedia.
12 grams of sugar.
Really you Wikipedia it. Like, if you have a rec shop and you fucking want to grow weed, you have to send it all to the government, pretty much, and they fucking cut it all to their certain size. It all has to be like a certain amount of fucking THC.
Yeah, so is that how it kind of is? Like,
so when you go to those rec shops and you see,
so is that the same with my oil though?
Yeah, it's the same shit.
Same shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know how they're still selling oil. No, actually, that's not true. If you had gotten a license to blast oil before the beginning of
this year... So grandfather clause.
Yeah, you're fine. But if you get caught blasting oil without a license, that's pretty much like selling crack.
Yeah.
It's like almost like trafficking in a sense.
Shit.
Like the process to blast oil is not...
So where's the issue? Where's their...
I think it's because of how oil's made. So they consider it like... There's many ways to make oil. There's really cheap fucking ways, and you can tell that shit's cheap.
Oh, you gotta be closer.
And then there's like other ways to make oil, like closed loop system with CO2 and a big like.
Factory. Almost like you're doing a fucking beer, like you're like
yeah,
brewing
a
good
sense,
beer, like big
yeah,
beer.
Yeah, like you okay. know. And then the way we were doing it was simple. We take this stainless steel tube. It had a stopper, rubber stopper at the bottom of it with a hole in the top of it. And the other side had a screen that you put on there, so you shove all this weed inside this tube. That rubber stopper's on top, you take the butane, you shake it up, you press it in there, and all the butane goes through the weed, and it comes out the other side. So all that stuff that comes out the other side, you cook that off, all the butane gets cooked off, then you purge it, which sucks all the like the air and the chemicals out of the shit, and you purge it for like, it depends on how good your weed is. We just had chronic shit, so we do like 12 to 36 hours, you know, just depending. So like, That's pretty much how you make oil. And then you just fucking dab it after that. It comes out as shatter. Or if you had shitty weed, it'd be like soupy.
Because mine is shattered. Like mine is
it's
like...
It's hard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was really hard,
Is it clear or is it like an amber color?
Oh, amber.
Amber color. That's pretty good. Like I said, dude, I'm going to get you some oil and you're going to take one dab off your pen and you're
going to... And I'll be done.
Like,
I'm
oh
toasted.
My God, how'd I put my shirt and shoes in inside out? Like, what the fuck?
I'll be honest. For real, like, because, like, and you know me with smoking, it's not like it's nowhere near like the way you guys did. Like, it's not there. I got time for that. I don't have time to get high. Like, that I just don't anymore. But that oil, I got shit to do. I got time to be high. But, I have a hookah, and I still got fucking the tobacco and shit for that, but I don't have the time, like, I want
to
relax.
To
I don't want
to
sit there and set it up and do the water and put it on the
fuck
and heat it up and
do. I do kind of miss doing that with you guys.
Like, that shit's fun. I enjoy being able to sit out on the porch and smoke.
God, I don't smoke weed. That looks delicious.
It's a Pineapple Express. What? For those of you at home, I'm showing actual pictures from my weed garden.
Yeah, oh, that would be good. That would be good. Drell's never smoked.
Clue, yeah.
Drell's like, it looks like another weed.
He's like, that's a plant that people have in their garden.
And it has spots.
Okay,
like
so, do you know what taking dabs is? Do you know what that's about? In a sense, like, you put it
I'm aware.
Okay, you're aware of that. Yeah. So, I like to do these things because I'm a psycho. And I like to take fat dabs, okay? So, what the fuck's this fool calling me for? Not right now, G. God never calls me. He always calls me all of a sudden. Anyways, dabs, okay? So, I like to take the shatter. You can take it and you can, like, if you get it kind of warm, you can kind of roll it up.
Yeah.
Like a snake, in a sense. So, I like to roll out these fat snake dabs, like, as long as, like, a pencil. And then fucking get the nail hot and go... Holy shit.
Why? Why would you do that?
No. And smoke like a half ounce in 30 seconds, dude. The real shit. Look, something like that.
Why would you do that?
Do you even move? How do you that even function?
That nukes you, doesn't it? You're great. Instead of it coming out just as a smoke, it just nuke clouds.
It's like, you know, those things hit those bait pins, and it's like a big thing of smoke.
Yeah.
That's about what it's
Because
like.
I'm sitting there with mine. I'm like, it was a hit. And it's like, and you're like still breathing it out.
Have you seen those super vapes? Like, they've got a box at the end of it and with a fan
yeah.
and shit. And you're
yeah.
like, why is this necessary?
Yeah, I saw those. Yeah. They're like $50 there. And I'm like, which one do I need, Rob? I'm like, I ain't getting that. I don't like anybody for that. Nope. And I'm like, got like $20 ones? Like, that's me. I'm that $20 guy.
Yeah.
Like,
that's who I'd be.
Guy I work with has a mod vape thing, dude, and it's fucking huge, right? It looks like a big old metal dick, and you press this button on the bottom. It's like, and you get like so much smoke in your mouth, it tastes gritty, and you're like blowing it out. Like, it's just like this big cloud of smoke in the kitchen. You're like, what's on fire? Dude. Nothing. My lungs. That's
yeah.
I used to deliver a ton of that fucking juice stuff when I worked for DHL.
Yeah.
And it all comes from China, and it always gets held up by the fucking FDA. Like,
yeah.
I'm good. Yeah.
Now people make it themselves, and it's pretty much just made with, like, vegetable oil and shit.
It's really yeah. weird, though, that they have a problem with that, of all things.
The FDA holds that shit for, like, months, too.
They're not good at anything except making
things. If it's made with vegetable oil, it's hella good, but if it's made with, like, those other weird chemicals, it's, like, really thick juice,
and
it's
and
fucking,
shit.
Yeah, it's yeah, fucking yeah. so gross. This shit's made with, like, vegetable oil. It's only 2.4. Alcohol.
Yeah.
Nicotine.
So, I'm curious, because it was one I wanted to do with Justin here, but he doesn't read for shit.
Yeah.
But, even though he's not here...
I don't like it. I'm just going to play Justin for us, because I don't like
no,
it.
Yeah, there we go. Just play Justin Daysay the whole time.
I don't like
fuck
it.
Fucker hasn't lived here for like a year.
No, and still. When we were doing the first doing the podcast, and he was talking, he's like, what the fuck is Justin's problem, man? He's always naysaying everything.
As he listened to it, he would, like, text me all fucking day.
Yeah.
For that whole hour. What the fuck is Justin's problem?
Even my dad at work. That's why I told him to quit being so fucking negative all the time. Because my dad's work was like, my dad's like, what the fuck's up with Justin? He's got shit going on or something? I'm like, no, he's just being a negative fucking bitch about everything. Yeah. Everything.
Who hey, Justin, like this chick wants to blow you.
No.
No. I only have sex with lesbian women.
Yeah. Nobody really wants to show me anything.
I only fuck Aquaman's sister.
I like
fuck
Mira.
Fuck you, Justin. You left to go eat Top Ramen, you dickhead.
But
or enchiladas is what you call them.
You went to the casino, so it's basically the same thing.
You went to the casino to eat
yeah.
enchiladas?
No, because they're doing the seafood buffet out there.
Oh, he won't go to a seafood buffet. Is Jen going to be there? Jesus Christ, dude.
But no, I was curious, because you did read comics and stuff for a bit. What was, like, your most influential one? Because none of us are the most religious motherfuckers on the planet.
Okay, re-say that. I stopped listening a long time ago.
But what is the most influential comic? Like, the one that got you... Not
the one
so,
that makes me,
like not so much
reading?
Not like comics, like comic books.
Oh, comic books?
Yeah, like, not even so much that, but you read something that's your worldview on shit as a whole, whether it's a book,
okay, when I started
like
really,
that.
Really, really getting into comic books, it was when Superman was awesome. So I was reading Superman. I was way into Superman, and then he died.
Yeah.
And it fucking killed me as a kid, dude. Like, that's when I got way into fucking comic books.
Like, that was that moment?
Was it, like, named Dan Jurgens or something like that? He used to draw Superman and write Superman.
DiDio?
Huh?
Was it Dan DiDio
before
like he went to Marvel?
Jurgens or something like that.
Dude, like a mullet Superman? Early 90s mullet Superman?
Yeah.
So, like, when he was resurrected then? Like
I was reading... Right,
you read
pre-death. Before he died.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when I started getting into comics. That shit.
Yeah.
That
Sweet.
Typical issues of Superman, and then after
fucking
he died
Superman.
And came back, that's when I really got into that
yeah.
shit, man. That
so,
shit
like, the return
awesome.
Of Superman
yeah.
and all that?
Yeah, like, there was the one issue that I remember the most. There was this guy who's called, like, the White Knight. Yeah, I don't know how they got away with that shit, but he had a fucking cross over his eye, and the rest of his mask was white. He was a Klan member, and he was like fucking a sniper rifle picking off black people, and Superman came in to save the day, but like, how the fuck they got away with that? It just blew my mind as a kid. Like,
crazy.
It's a fucking Nazi with a sniper rifle picking off motherfuckers. This was before the DC site snipings and shit. So.
Oh, I'll have to look that guy up when we're done.
Yeah dude, I'll look it right now.
But, so it wasn't even Flash that got
you into the Flash? No, dude, I wasn't even, I was never even into the Flash. Do you know what got me into the Flash? Adam.
Really?
Adam Thielen?
Yeah, I know, right? Fucking Despicable Lee.
Yeah. No, if there's any angry motherfucker on the planet,
so
he's the cliche depressed angry cop.
He just had his 30th birthday party the other day, right? So like his mom's there, his brother, fucking Luke, and his wife, Adam's new girlfriend, her family, who's half black, half white, and they never met me, and like, so they're all filming this 30th birthday party of Adam on their camcorder, and I'm sitting right behind his girlfriend's dad, and he's this cool dude, you know, and I'm sitting behind him pretty much commentating the whole fucking birthday party. So Adam puts on this Seahawks hat. I'm like, you look like a fucking Make-A-Wish kid. Then Luke gets him this fucking... Luke has a blue Star Trek hoodie. It has like the little medical fucking thing on it, whatever, right? I was like, God, whatever. So Adam's opening up his presents. He pulls out Star Trek socks, right? Adam's like, woo, socks! I'm like, you're gay. You're a straight faggot. Like, saying this loud enough that all of us can hear it, it's on camera now. So, your 30th birthday is me calling you a faggot. So, then he pulls out this box, and it's like, fuck the Star Trek something. You open up, this light shines, and it's a ring of the Star Trek Enterprise, right?
Okay.
And
he's got Adam getting a fucking Star Trek?
I don't fucking know, dude. He was talking about the Green Lantern Star Trek comic crossover.
It's fucking good. I don't know.
Whatever. So,
he pulls
out his last thing, and it's this fucking white cat or yellow Captain Kirk fucking hoodie, just like Luke's. And I was like, "Oh fuck, you guys gonna go to the courthouse together in that?" And I was like, fucking Adam puts it on and shit. I'm like, dude, you look like fucking Charlie Brown and just like went downhill, man. Like just gave up on life.
Like they come back to Charlie Brown and start doing strips. He's just sitting in his house smoking. He goes, I do stand-up comedy.
I think I've made that exact same joke before.
Adam's gotten like 100 pounds heavier since the last time y'all seen him. He's got tits, dude.
He's got
big tits.
Last time I saw him was like a year ago at a reunion.
He's fucking huge, bro.
That was the last time I've seen Adam was reading.
He's big now. He doesn't drink anymore.
We saw
that's
him.
Good. Yeah, last motherfucker on the planet who should drink.
But it was pretty fun, but I just commented the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was funny. You can't, like, go back and edit that shit. It's on tape.
It's on a little thing. No fucking Photoshop.
No, just fucking put music over it.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
So, he got you into Flash.
Yeah,
though.
So, when we first started doing comedy, it was, like, a bunch of us that would hang out. Each one of us kind of had our own superhero persona, you know? Like, Adams was whatever the fuck he likes. Green Arrow.
Yeah.
So, like, all his kind of... He was kind of like a Green Arrow type guy in our group. You
super
know?
Liberally.
Yeah.
Like the hyper-liberal.
Yeah.
And fucking his friend Luke was all about the Green Lantern. So, like, he was kind of like the Mr. Nice Guy type shit.
Yeah.
And I got the quick-witted... Here I come.
Well, one of them had a best friend that got into heroin.
Yeah.
How did superhero shit work out for you?
And he was like, man, you should check out The Flash. I think you'd like him. You know, you're kind of like The Flash and shit. So I read a comic and I got hooked. I was like, this is fucking awesome, man. So,
do you remember the comic? Or?
It was at his house. It was it wasn't a one single issue. It was a hardback.
Yeah, so
that's
it was
all
the trade
that has. It was the one where Flash is kind of like this on the cover. I can't remember the name of it. It's like...
Was it Rebirth?
Yep, there you go.
I'll give you Flash Rebirth. Yeah,
because it's him in the boots, and he's like finishing lacing up that bottom one.
Yeah.
And it's all lightning. Yeah, Jeff Johns' first volume, Flash Rebirth.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is the
fucking
shit.
Good. And that book is a good book.
And that right there, I was like hooked on the Flash.
Yeah.
Remember? And then after that, it was fucking $200 a week on comics.
And you don't even bat an eye.
Yeah.
You're just like, don't care.
Dropping it down there.
And it's like, but then you're like, I got to get food. I can spend like $50 on food. $100 on comics? Boom.
Yeah.
Like with the food, you're like, I can go with
that. Yeah, then that whole Flash fucking reverse Flash shit happened, so I was buying like all the side issues, all the
Flash
issues.
Point.
Yep. You buy the side issues, you get a little button with them and shit, so I'm buying all this shit.
I need that fucking button.
I don't have it.
I don't like the Green Arrow. I need it.
So you would say like Flash Rebirth was like the one that got you.
I think that's
all
the one
into that
hooked me in, and I was like, wow, this is cool. I remember the show, the shitty Flash
back
show
in the day.
Kid,
yeah. The
I
new ones actually.
I didn't like it as a kid. I thought it was stupid.
Yeah. Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill reprises the original Trickster in the new one, and it's fucking great to watch. You're that moment because his dad is the Flash. Like Barry's dad was the old Flash. You're like, that's some meta shit right there.
Yeah.
Like
that's excited. They got Gorilla Grodd in that shit,
which is fucking dope too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much what got me into The Flash, was hanging out with fucking Adam's stupid ass.
So what about you, sir?
Oh, God.
Like, the book. Like, the one.
Book that, like, got
well, see,
in
like,
the comics?
I,
like, no, like, that, it's like, it's your book. Like, you read it, and from that book on, you were on it.
Well, it was two books because I kind of got out of comics after high school. Because remember when you gave me Johnny, the Homicide Maniac?
Motherfucker wouldn't ever lend me with Johnny either. Like
he holds that on me.
And then
still,
you got it, and I'm like, can I borrow it? And you're like, no.
Yeah, and then he read my Bible book.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't have no $20 spent on that book. Yeah. So I'm like, I still haven't read it this fucking day.
But it would have to be. See, when I started, it was probably the Long Halloween with
Halloween. That's such a good detective story. When I got into that,
and then I was like, okay, I'm going to read The Dark Knight Returns, and then I was like, oh yeah, this is great, like holy crap. And then the New 52 with the Court of Owls, I was just like, some bitch.
I need to read Court of Owls.
Court of Owls. Talon is such a badass, dude.
Yeah, badass. I like that
one. Oh, I had, and Joker. Because that's when we were, because Andy was still living with me when the New 52 started, because he would collect issues, but I'd only collect trades.
Yeah. So many fucking issues. So
he did all the issues, I did all the trades, and once they did the New 52, we were like, fuck it, let's just issue it up. Let's get these issues, we'll figure out what we'd like out of all these.
Yeah.
And then they were doing the Talon arc after.
I'm pretty good about, like, subscriptions and shit. And
yeah.
Your box full
and, they're crazy good for me, because I go in once a month, and those motherfuckers who come in and they see a black guy come into the shop, and they're like, I'll get my books, and then they see me, and I don't necessarily look like a guy who fucking gets comics.
Let alone reads.
Yeah, and they're like, black guys don't read, and they're like, $25 for their books, and I'm like, that's cute.
Don't sell the source here.
And I was like, and it's like, that's cute. Then they go, here's yours, Chris. Boom. And it's a thick stack, and it's like, yeah, it's that big. You know, it's like playing the penis show. I remember
walking out with big stacks of comics, like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, and then I'll be going through and I'll be all like, getting.
I totally
getting,
got a girlfriend. Nope.
Yeah. No, and at the time, like, I'm getting laid, like, all the time, and it's like, and I get laid, dude. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. So I'm going through my shit.
Getting kind of hit.
Yeah. and it was
45%, who's counting?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But they're sitting there, and you'd see these guys look at me, and they'd always have that, like,
comics. How do you get comics? You're black.
All the time, like the weirdest fucking look. But I go in and buy trades, never problem.
Yeah. So I get issues, comics,
and they're like, they look at you like, you would think they're a group of people who for the longest time were ostracized and treated like shit.
Yeah.
There is no greater, like, they...
Oh, they're a group of people that don't want new people.
They don't. Fucking like, shit. The way jocks are, the way preps, like, any high school mentality towards shit.
Yeah.
Of all the groups that you would think that would be the most welcoming, because they're the ostracized. They're like, only we can be ostracized for the things we like. Yeah. You can't be allowed into our little gang of ostracized people.
Meanwhile, Craig's like, I got family in two fucking shops.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the shop. And I'm just like, that's why I don't go to Merlin's, though.
Merlin's sucks, dude.
And you, I feel
you,
like
you
I go...
look at the Merlin's comics sitting on the shelf, you can see their pages are all crinkled, like they got water damage and shit.
Can't deal with that.
Some fucking little snot-nosed crack came, though.
The same way, too. Man.
I can't, I go to the shop, and I won't go anywhere. Like, Andy would... This is one of, like, my favorite moments of friendship with Andy, where, like, we both knew we took comics too seriously.
Yeah.
He would go to Hastings, and he comes home with all these issues, and he's like, check out these covers. I know the cost of these covers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where'd you go? And he's like, I stole them. And I instantly flip switch. I'm like, you fucking stole those from Craig? You're taking them back. Like, I got fucking...
Yeah.
Like, Craig's adult homeboy, serious, you know? Because you don't steal from someone. Hastings. Why would I steal from Craig, dude? Went to Hastings. They leave them out there. They have a $45 variant cover. I just put it in for the $4 fucking sleeve. That ain't my fucking
fault.
Actually,
I put it in for the dollar sleeve.
Yeah. And I outright was like...
made him money.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. All right, but if you fucking did that to Craig... No, man, I ain't gonna fuck with Craig shit. Why the fuck would I fuck with Craig shit?
Retarded.
Like, that's even... And that's like... We might
that's a trade that guy sandwiches for CDs, man. That's how far back me and Craig go.
You knew, it was like it was that point where it was like we might take comics a smirk too seriously.
Everybody, but then it's like it's Craig, like, loyal to the shop,
like loyal.
When the comic book shop used to be, remember when it was right there next to Pizza Pipeline?
Yep.
And then it was across the street next to that sub shop.
Yeah, it was before it was next to Pizza Pipeline. It was where the National Guard place is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I worked at that sub shop right next door.
Yeah.
All right, and that's when he used to do CDs and shit and comics. And I'd go in there and be like, "Hey, man, you hungry? I'll trade you food for some CDs, so I get like 5 CDs and he get food all day. You know? Yeah. It was awesome.
No, there's something about that shop that does it. Yeah. It's like it's almost more so the shop than it is the comics.
Well, like the one at the mall, they don't even fucking sell comics in it anymore. They have new issues.
They do the current issues and they have it against the back, but they don't have it.
You know what I hate about Merlin's? They put the fucking price tag right on the cover of the fucking issue. Like, who the fuck does
that? AC says that too, but. It comes off pretty easy.
They also put it like in plastic too.
Yeah.
And then they put the price tag on it.
They don't do that at Merlin's. It just sits there on the cover, like, to the world.
You stupid fuck. You know I collect. Why the fuck would you
fuck
it up like that, dude?
It makes my brain feel dirty.
Oh, yeah. It makes you want to get.
It does, in a weird way.
I've never wanted to sexually infuse a comic book. Fuck you so hard.
With that, Flamin' Joe's is our sponsor this hour.
And again, it's another podcast with Andy, so it's slightly more explicit. Again, children shouldn't listen to this one.
Take the place of Justin for 90 minutes or however long this is and just say, I don't like that, I don't like that, nope, don't like
it. Doesn't like hot wings, doesn't
like
this.
I don't like hot wings, I don't like Adam West.
Hot wings? We like hot wings.
Yeah, I love hot wings, dude.
We love hot wings, but beer, well, we enjoy beer.
I drink beer, someone's getting married, a baby born.
Two of us like
beer. Yeah, at least two of us like beer.
I don't drink Pabst,
you can't drink any beer, so.
You can't drink beer, what?
No.
Oh,
Robert's not doing
we
beer
gotta
for
finish
the month.
The end. We gotta
but
the end.
If Robert was drinking beer, he could go up to Flamin' Joe's. We got 22 different bottles on tap now. There's a huge selection.
Nice.
We have a new staple set up. We got like 4 different Oktoberfests and pumpkin ones.
Any new flavors?
We do have Polliner.
You got Polliner.
Yeah, we got Polliner Oktoberfest on. We have Elysian's Night Owl and Sam Adams Oktoberfest. We have like one more. And we're just rotating through those right now. We have $4 bottles of an Ain't Your Father's Root Beer. Even when this podcast goes up, we'll still have it.
Man,
it's fucking good. It's like Henry Whitehart, but it's beer. It's like 5.9% root beer.
I don't like
beer.
The spice taste.
It's good. It's worth a shot. Try it. It's $4 a bottle. It ain't a bad deal.
Sell it. My job.
So
whatever want to try it, but we can't
find
it in town.
But no, it's we got football coming up. So by the time this is on, everybody will be watching their football game. Coming on Sundays, we got breakfast.
And I'll with the last week. Last week's going to go up during week one.
We're in week two. So we'll be coming in, and we'll have still be able to do our VIP passes with 20% off. They're just $5. And it gets you a chance to win tickets to Seattle.
In San Francisco.
I actually think it is.
It is.
And it's the Seattle-San Francisco game.
The only thing
game.
I pay attention to your
team. So we'll be having that on, so you can go and have a chance to win tickets for that. And if you get on our Facebook page, we have an add-on there that all you got to do is go to the Flamin' Joe's Facebook page, tap on it, shows that you did the coupon itself. It's digital. It's free. There's no cost. Instant savings are like 20% off your tab, even without the VIP. You come in, boom, check us out, like us on Facebook, and 20% off your meal.
Perfect.
See? Awesome. I remembered shit for this week, motherfucker. Do something.
I'll still write another ad at the end of it.
Still do another ad for this. No, if you listen to the end of episode 21, right? And listen to the end of 21.
Oh, 22
he fucking
when it drops tomorrow.
So are you guys kind of like the WNBA with this podcast? Your fucking sponsors keeping you afloat?
No, we just do it all. No, our shit's all fucking. We just do whatever the fuck we want.
He paid for our storage for a year, like that's
$100 that we didn't have to worry about, so we can throw it up. And with having all those podcasts, let us get on iTunes.
Nice.
So
wow.
And iTunes at this point, I mean, if iTunes lets us on, they're letting anybody on.
I could get my own podcast.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
We call it the hate hour.
Just
me and Justin just telling each other how much we hate each other.
Yeah.
I hate you. I hate you too.
This is why I hate you.
I don't like you on your face. I don't like campy things. I don't like anything with excitement in it.
If it isn't Michael Bay, I don't like it. Because I don't like Michael Bay.
I don't even like fish sticks if they're not from Jen.
And the fact that he's not here to defend himself makes it great.
He wouldn't defend
fuck you.
He'd just say, fuck you. What was the comic that got you?
Yeah. Oh, that quintessential book. Like, you let me read Sun.
Yeah.
And that got me back into comics, man. Like, in a big, bad fucking way. And then you started lending me all those Green Lantern books where Kyle Rayner started and he found his girlfriend
in the fucking fridge.
Yeah.
And this is a conversation that between Batman being a bitch, and I say this in the nicest of ways, in terms of, and this is going to sound fucked up.
My parents died.
Cry me a fucking river. Parents die, and this is going to sound dark.
all the goddamn time.
You still got $1 billion.
You still got $1 billion. You got Alfred. You got the Batcave. Don't be a mopey little bitch. You got to lay
up in life.
Yeah. Superman lost a planet. Basically, planetary genocide. Handles it okay. Kyle Rayner has had a girlfriend broken apart, put in a fridge, and then a little note that says, left you something in the fridge, surprise, love A. And he opens the fridge, and Major Force had broken her up and shoved her in the fridge.
Did he go crazy and broody?
Nope. Got kind of a whiny little bitchy, but didn't go crazy broody and dark.
Kyle Rayner, the Green Lantern with
the fucking frog mask. Kermit. Yeah, and then he had one girlfriend who had to kill herself because she gets infused with an evil demon who basically was going to give her the power of Wonder Woman, so she had to off herself to save the world from Eclipso, who's going to bring the world into internal darkness. So she sacrifices her shit. Doesn't turn into a broody little fucking bitch. Starts dating Sinestro's daughter. Beats the shit out of Sinestro-ish. Lets him win. Still fine. Like, the dude goes through shit and Batman's like, I got feels.
How the fuck do superheroes even have kids? Is it, like, physically impossible? Like,
they have penises and
vaginas. Their organs, like, expand and shit?
It's like the beginning of Mallrats. No, like,
Superman can't. Superman cannot have sex with a human being.
A regular being. He'll blow up right when he's
he'll it would cause physical damage. And
does Sinestro just use his ring to get it going? They
have sex with their own species and shit.
I've seen the Green Lantern species. They're like
there's a bazillions of them.
It's like a bottle of Jell-O. Yeah, just, like, it has arms. Yeah. They're like, it's
fucking
a lantern.
Mogo with another.
Yeah, Mogo where you're like, I don't want to meet She-Mogo because you know she's just got a big asteroid just fucking wrecked. It goes, wrecked her, damn near killed her. She's a huge
horse. I thought it was like a cat.
Yeah.
Like, who fucks the cat?
and Dexstar and saddest fucking story. Dexstar doesn't go evil-ish. He goes red, but he deserves, like, his old lady dies, he gets put in a burlap sack by a douchebag and thrown into the fucking river. He has a reason to be Batman broody, is he?
Cat.
No, but he spews up vomit of fiery plasma death and kills people.
They all kind
of
I don't know if it's...
I'm just saying, like, Batman's rage is never justified anymore. Like, in terms of what people have dealt with in the comic book universe, back in the day, your parents dying in the 30s, you're like... Oh Lord, my parents died, and you're like, I get that. Like,
they slept in separate beds.
Yeah, it's like, it's gonna happen. You know, like you get, like in levels of get that. But we've all experienced shit.
Granted, our parents have not been killed by Joe chilling in an alley.
Yeah.
You know, that you know, in the real world.
Some might,
you know.
Well,
but
I'm just talking about my mom.
No, but I'm just saying. But they haven't been killed by Joe chilling in an alley. And even then, the people who do, you don't see them making billions of dollars and then fighting crime at night, but always having to be right. And dark and broody. Like, you don't...
I like your
Batman
voice.
Like, they all have...
Seattle has a superhero. The Phoenix Jones.
He's just...
Yeah.
His parents didn't get fucking murdered by a guy in an alley.
He gets beat up a lot, but he's a superhero, man.
Yeah. He got fired.
Yeah. Which is weird how you get fired from doing
a
free job.
So, Kathy.
Kathy!
Hi,
guys. Hey. That's funny.
That's it.
But so Red Sun was your big...
Yeah.
That's good. That's
like,
the one.
You lent me Red Sun, and then you started lending me all those Green Lantern books. Mm-hmm. And then Marvel Civil War and Captain America dies, so he's got that super fucking speech. And I got
oh, God,
Captain
that
America.
Speech is killer.
Yeah,
makes
yeah,
you feel
yeah,
like
yeah.
a shit person.
Yeah, it does. And so it was like that cluster of books where I'm like, this is how I start my new habit. And you just kept sending me books.
That sounds like
You start a lot of shit, man.
I do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's the main thing, the reason why I don't read Marvel Comics, dude. That's him.
Yeah, because he
No, I even have him, and I'll be like, these are good ones. But when I guess my argument against them is still, even holds true today.
Yeah.
It's a comic book. Those fuckers take themselves way too seriously.
I just consider Marvel the DC knockoff universe, dude.
Hold up.
What's up?
What's your favorite book, Kay?
What?
Your favorite comic book? You have to have
one. Little Rides the Bus?
No one's safe from Andy. Yeah.
No, never.
You gotta have one. When you read it and you were like, oh, this isn't just Zap Pow Boom.
Archie meets the Punisher. That's
Archie met Predator.
Archie
fucking
meets
great.
The Punisher.
No,
you ever seen that shit? That's
I haven't seen the one where he does Punisher, but Archie vs. Predator is an amazing 4-issue series.
Have you seen the fucking...
Still can't decide between Betty and Veronica.
Yeah. Have you seen the Archie zombie ones?
Archie Afterlife?
Yeah.
No, it's dark as fuck, though.
Oh, yeah.
You meet Sabrina and Cthulhu and shit? Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, Archie is not fucking for kids anymore, dude. Like, Riverdale is basically the next to hell.
I want to see the one where he gets gatted down.
The death of Archie.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. They basically, like, Archie gets cornholed. Wow, he needs to do something this week.
They were like, no, it's an Elseworlds story.
It's an Elseworlds story.
Jughead just in the corner. Finally.
It's my time.
It's the time of Jughead. While he's, it's like fucking Pulp Fiction.
Eat this cheeseburger while you get fucked in the ass.
it's totally like Pulp Fiction where it's like, he's like, we don't ever talk about this. You don't ever come back to Riverdale again. And so one time Bruce Willis wasn't a douchebag. I would love to see a Pulp Fiction version of Archie. Obviously. Just have Betty Veronica play Triple.
See Jughead again one more time.
Yeah. And have Betty Veronica be fucking.
Does Veronica look like a bitch?
Oh, that'd be so good.
I don't like it.
Thanks, Justin.
Jeez, Justin. The book, and that's the thing, he would too. He'd be like, nah, where is your argument against it? Nah.
There's not enough water and
he's like,
spears. I don't like
it. Michael Bay's not in it.
No Poseidon tail. I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, he's been riding the fucking Aquaman thing quite hard.
I sent Justin that picture. You know, the Straight Outta Compton shit was coming out?
Yeah,
I sent him one of Aquaman that's Straight Outta Atlantis. And I sent another one. I took a picture of Jen's face and I put Straight Outta Jen's vagina.
You're such a dick.
I like how it takes him like a week to respond to anything I say to him on Facebook, and it's just like,
no, because he's never on.
It's just like an LOL. I write this like long paragraph.
Just a whole diatribe.
I hate his guts, and he's just like LOL. Fuck you, Justin.
See, that's how Justin gets around Andy.
Fucking hedgehog, motherfucker. That's what he looks like to me—a big old hedgehog. You just want to squeeze until he loses air, and you just want to deflate him. You know?
You're not alone, Robert.
I'm not.
Dude, you see.
You know how many times I want to stick his fucking head in the fryer when I worked at Flamin' Joe's? Just count to 10. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Don't care about my hand.
It's his face.
You care. And as he's struggling,
like,
you'll go.
We're officially bonded together now. Yeah. Like, I'm melting.
You pull your hand up. Come on. Yeah, and you're like, God damn it.
Shit, like a dog, dude.
Justin, Andy, Robert, and Troy. Then you and I can go upstairs.
We can just go upstairs. And we come down and Justin's just strung up on the wall. We went to get the beer. You'd be like, we know.
And I'll be mad because my movie's got blood.
Yeah, there's blood on my shit.
Like, Justin's going to be in the corner with his dick tucked between his legs. It puts the lotion on its skin, Justin. Your Velcro-esque body, just put it on there. Ugh, it's like rubbing fucking lotion through sand, I bet. It's just gross, just nasty.
I can't wait till he listens to this one.
I don't like it.
Yeah, he would be like, I'll be like, so what do you think of the last episode? And we know his response. It is
whatever. I was there.
He does. But that's Justin's response to everything. It's whatever.
I've been waiting so long to fucking tell him to go fuck himself on this podcast. You know how many episodes I've listened to of that motherfucker just crying about the dumbest shit? Yep. I'm just like, I'm glad the shit isn't live when you guys do it, because I'd be on the message board telling him to get bent, dude, the fucking time.
You'd be the only person on the bed.
It would be. Is anyone else in this chat room?
Oh, man. I've done that before on a football podcast that friends of mine had, and like, I was the only guy on the message board talking shit to them, like, this is the dumbest fucking podcast ever. Like, oh, look, our one follower is hating our guts.
That's when they got rid of the message board.
Right? Yeah, exactly. You remember the band 5 Foot Thick?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is probably getting me killed, I don't know. But they used to have a message board, right? They had a message board forever, and I ruined it. I would go on there as this, I would call myself Number X, right? That's what I would call myself. And I would just talk shit on everybody.
It didn't matter what it was.
Even the band on their website talk shit about them. Like, you guys suck.
It could be shit you agree with and you didn't even care.
Don't care. You guys suck. So those band members would get on and be like, I want to fucking meet you, Number X. I want to beat your ass, like, all the time. They eventually took the fucking thing down, because I was making fun of this other local band called Clinch. If they happen to be listening to this, fuck you. But they suck so much. I used to make fun of the lead singer. He wear aviator shades, cut off jean shorts, flip flops, and a wife beater. How fucking metal is that not? Oh, shit.
No, you're fine.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey.
Well, okay, so what comic did, like, before...
Before I got into Green Lantern?
Yeah.
My big one was...
Red Man?
Red Sun was a big one. My dad, for my 18th birthday, actually picked me up Superman the Dark Side, okay. Where it's an Elseworlds tale where he lands on Apocalypse. Instead of landing in Kansas, Darkseid being Darkseid, and the only way they can do it, he has a boom tube open up over Earth, but it ends up killing the Kents. So it blows up over Kansas.
What?
Because where he would have landed,
that's
it goes,
hilarious.
Boom! And Superman goes through it, and it hits Apocalypse, and you see, like, the Kents' car all damaged, and they're dead, and you're like, okay, this is not a Superman tale. And it's basically just a what if he was raised on Apocalypse and became Darkseid's harbinger of not nice things.
Yeah. That was the fucked up thing about that Justice League movie you let me...
Oh, Gods and Monsters?
Yeah, when they just go in and, like, break Apocalypse.
You would fucking love it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Gods and Monsters?
Yeah, the
fucking is amazing,
it's
right?
Shit, yeah.
It's so dark. Yeah. And, like, Highfather and all them, like, the whole Darkseid thing. It's all predicated on the Godfather.
I like when those DC cartoons are fucking violent. Not though they're like...
No.
Ripping people in half.
Yeah.
Like Flashpoint, man? That
dude,
was the shit.
Dark. And he's like, Batman doesn't kill. I'm not Batman. Boom.
It's like, why use a gun? Because it fucking works.
Wow. He's like, I have no reservations. Blam. Like, Thomas Wayne Batman is an angry, scary, drug-addicted sumbitch.
Yeah, it's a casino.
Man. Yeah, it was a casino.
He's probably part native. I don't know.
Somehow that made him more evil. No, I would have to do it would have to be Red Sun Volume 1 before they collected it as a trade, and Superman the Dark Side, just because they were not... Because I used to have that whole stigma towards Superman as, well, nothing can beat him. He's a shitty character. Like, who fucking cares?
Yeah,
like,
no,
that really
weaknesses.
Bugged me. Like, where was the weakness?
He's like the monster.
But then when they found a way to reinvent him, going like, well, what if
I'm
he was evil? And what if he's a Soviet?
Yeah,
really, like, intrigued me. And then I went and I started picking up all this stuff, and it was that, and then watching the Justice League show, and I really liked
it.
I just liked Green Lantern.
Was
I loved
it
the
Unlimited,
concept.
Or was it just...
Justice League.
Just totally
but I really liked Jon Stewart as Green Lantern. I liked the whole idea of he used his imagination to solve problems. Like, it wasn't... And granted, initially, it was a lot of, as they call it, the beam and bubble. He'd fire a laser and make a balloon around himself and go, "Can't touch me!" You know, and then go, beep, and it really sucked initially.
The show was so popular, everybody's like, I thought Green Lantern was black.
Yeah, and it was that big, where they're like, why is Ryan Reynolds playing it, and why is not a black guy?
Yeah.
Which says a lot about when they don't know the audience that they're trying to fucking cater to. Like, well, they know how Jordan... No, you know how Jordan, because you're old.
Like, the Superman, Batman, everyone assumes it's going to be...
Yeah.
I bet it doesn't even take place with the comic, like, the comic...
There's no. It is not, it's not even, like, Public Enemy or anything, which would have been a fucking good one to do a movie on. That would have been a crazy good movie if they did it as Public Enemy. Because then you could get President Luthor, and that's like my favorite thing. And then he goes fucking nuts and goes, "You really think I wanted this job? I lost power, dumbass!" And beats the shit out of Superman with a kryptonite gauntlet and backhands him. Fucking love that shit.
Bitch, please. Wow.
There's just nothing like it. And then just like...
Get my powder.
And it's just like that right there. And you're like, that's in a comic book. This dude's like, the job of a president is a job for tools. Smack. And beats the shit out of him and then makes out with Amanda Waller and you're like, that was weird.
It's so funny. The only thing I hate about the Green Lantern is his stupid gay love for the Flash.
You don't the Brave and Bold thing?
No, dude. They're like a comic book away from fucking penetration, dude. It's terrible.
But you gotta have Brave and Bold shit. Like, Superman's got Batman.
What is that? Is it Flashpoint cartoon where he's like, "I'm not going anywhere without you, Flash. You're my buddy." And the Flash is like stuck to the wall.
No, that was War, wasn't it?
War?
No, that's no. But when he does it in War, that's when Hal does that. But he does it ironically because they're not as friends. They are not Brave and Bold friends. That
kissing, get it over with. Dude.
Yeah. They're not Brave and Bold friends. It's more now, Batman, Superman.
Yeah, for like 10 more minutes.
I'm gonna have to go pretty soon. If you're only 10 minutes, I'm thinking fast.
All right. Well, I'll be up in a
minute. Okay. Yeah,
you
guys
got to finish. Cool.
But no, in War they did, like, especially in the issues, it's like Batman and Green Lantern. Instead of Hal and Batman having like the whole issues with each other, they have a better friendship than Green Lantern and Flash. There's no Brave and Bold that way. Like, they changed that whole thing up for it.
Still too.
But I always like I like that they do like a whole Brave and Bold thing. It's cool, like that whole, like, Green Lantern and Green Arrow. Like, you have two different personalities at work,
because they clashed so hard. Like, that's what made War work really well. Yeah. It's because we're like, Hal Jordan is Hal Jordan. He's a cocky son of a bitch. And Barry is just a nice guy.
Yeah.
And when he's like, oh, Batman, I can't believe you're real. And he's like, I've seen your work, too. You're doing a good job. He's like, hey, you got some shit on your nose there, Barry. He just calls him out. And you're like, he said shit. He's a cartoon. He's got a fucking pew, pew, pew on his finger, and he just said shit. Like, loves that. And even Kale was like, Green Lantern don't say bad words. I'm like, he doesn't. That fucking just happened.
Another model citizen. There you go.
Yeah.
Superman and Green Lantern don't do drugs. The Flash is on speed.
And Speedy does heroin.
Because they either don't do
anything, like they don't do anything, or they do heroin. Yeah. Like there's no middle ground of drugs in the comic book universe.
I'm even pretty sure Venom half
was. Venom is basically a super steroid with heroin, yeah. coke.
And I love everything. Actually, that was a good comic. Venom, the Batman.
Where yeah, when he uses Venom.
Down yeah. the Batcave for like a whole 30 days or whatever.
Yeah, and he gets addicted to Venom. He's like Batman on Venom. He made the original shit that gets Bane all fucking hopped up on it. Yeah.
It's always that one guy that creates the best shit for everyone else. Yep.
And just ruins it. It's ruined for everybody.
Breaking Batman.
No, I'd have to say it was, weirdly enough, it was more the cartoon than it was the comics. But those are the ones where I was like, holy shit, this is not just
yeah.
Zap, Pow, Boom, base storyline of let's fight the villain of the week. There was like, oh, there's plot, there's character development. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got into Green Lantern, really into that once. I've been watching the show a lot. And I went into the shop and I was like, I'm going to get Green Lantern, what do you got? And they had just finished the second volume, the one after Rebirth, No Fear.
Okay.
Or Hal Jordan wanted.
Books are fucking yeah, amazing.
And they're really good. And Jeff wrote them all, so they're all really fucking good. So I picked up
so
Rebirth.
Could have read a good Green Lantern movie. Huh?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, God, that didn't fucking bite him in the ass.
Remember when we all were excited God, to see that? And there was like 10 deep.
I remember we were there, and it was like, "You will now see the glory that is the Lantern." And it was like,
that's like going to Phantom Menace.
No, not even. No, you know what it's like? It's like having a time machine, giving a Christian a time machine, and they're going, we will show you Jesus! And he's some bum sitting there scratching his nuts, picking lights out of his hair, and they're like, that's not our Lord and Savior. He's a crazy son of a bitch. Going, I like peanut butter! Woo!
I know, we all have our heads down, like, covering
yeah,
our face.
Yeah, and it's like, I have my Green Lantern hat on, and it's like,
put that in your pocket.
Yeah,
put
it's like, people taking off their necklaces with their crosses.
Oh,
like,
God, that was embarrassing. It was like watching Free Willy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was so.
Maybe
I don't think
atheism was the way.
Yeah, they're like, you know, it's.
What's the dub C on the wall right there? Is this a
no
West Coast
knows.
Only house?
No,
White Chris?
Water closet.
Water closet?
Yeah.
That's a good one. It should be like WH and put Waterhead. And you just put all your dumb friends in there.
That's because it's got the fucking meter and shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So my roommate below me doesn't know that the breaker is outside of his room, so whenever he turns his shitty techno up too loud, I just click that shit off, and he's
oh,
like,
oh, that's amazing.
He's like tripping
so
out. He's like, where'd the power go? I paid the bill around here.
I would love to see you just go and walk back in your room.
Three,
two. What the fuck?
This thing, he gets high on Xanax, and then he passes out to dubstep.
What the
sounds
fuck?
Like,
do you even fall asleep to
it
dubstep?
It sounds like
dude?
Justin without the Xanax.
Yeah. I don't like it.
And then his hate of everything
I
else.
Don't like dubstep. There's not enough bass.
No, that's all Justin. Justin's like, I don't really like that. Justin, you listen to dubstep. Shut up.
Yeah, you listen to Macklemore and
when
dubstep.
When your music taste consists of that, shut the fuck
you're
up.
You're like a Macklesore now. Dick.
The only time I could ever, other than our love of comics and shit, the only time I can really say we liked it before it was cool,
yeah.
Macklemore.
Yeah, we did like Macklemore before it was cool.
Because Andy had his guys from Seattle who were like, check this guy out. His name's Macklemore. He'd bump it downstairs. I'd hear it. I'm like, who the fuck is this? This is really good.
Yeah.
We listened to that whole fucking album over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then what, 6 months later? It took like a full 6 months.
Just like, I got the new Macklemore CD. Been
yep.
listening to it since it came out. Gonna go see him in concert. Got a t-shirt, got a
yep.
sticker.
No. Oh, and now we're wearing robes because we went to the thrift shop.
Oh, went to
that's
the thrift shop.
When
yeah.
we'd been listening to this whole fucking album in its entirety for 6 months, and it was like, I really hate that I could totally hipster this and be like,
I felt like
I liked this before it was cool.
Linkin Park and like junior high. Like,
yeah.
I bought the CD for like $3 and then they got big.
Yeah.
The same way I
yeah.
feel about Little John. I bought a Little John CD when he wasn't shit.
Yeah.
And I started bumping it and then
Then Dave Chappelle had his
whole
skit with
and all of a sudden he was the biggest shit in the world. People were like, "Little John's gay." And
fucking
now they're
school
like,
"School is annoying as shit." Yeah. Like,
what?
I felt bad for the
school
teachers,
with a bunch
man.
Of deaf kids. Is what it seems like. What?
But, and to be fair though, Stone Cold was doing what before Little John was. Which when Stone Cold does it though, it was the greatest thing because they'd be like, "And next week, oh, I'm gonna what?" And he's like, fucking shit, what?
You ever listen to that dude's podcast?
No. Stone Cold's got ADD.
There's a wrestling podcast you can call into on Thursdays, right? Yeah. Did you know that? And no. I called in one day, my buddy Greg, the 2 days he was on it.
Yeah.
I called in and I said, "Hey, I just got a serious wrestling question. I was wondering if you guys could help me out." And they're like, "Yeah, shoot away." I was like, "Is it true that when Macho Man died, he snapped into a tree limb?" Dead air on the radio for fucking 2 minutes. I'm just like,
oh my God.
Fuck. And, like, you can hear my buddy Greg in the background cracking the fuck up, dude. And these other two guys are like, "Thanks for calling." And I seen the dude from the radio show yesterday at the thing. I was like, "Hey, snap into a tree limb." He's like, "Oh, shit. Get me the fuck out of here." I can't even.
No, like, Stone Cold's podcast is, like, 80. He has the ADD that we have as one person. Mm. He will sit, like, he did one where he was driving. He's like, "I'm just recording this on my iPhone using the Bluetooth, and there's this guy in this truck next to me, and man, I had to go get some sod, and I got like rats and shit at the farm. I gotta go deal with that. It's like a rat war over, like, just." And then you're just like, "Well, I've lost, man. You focus.
He would have
focus."
A fucking farm too, fucking Stone Cold.
No, but he's a badass. He gets into one. He goes on about it was when that NFL dude came out as gay, and he was talking about it. He goes, "You know what?" He goes, "You know what I care about? Their fucking performance. You do a good job on the field, you do a good job in the ring. Who gives a fuck?" Just, he gives the most real 100% thing. And it's
what was
like,
it, Sam?
And he's like, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
The black guy that was in the football.
Well, Sam was his last name.
Michael Sam. There you go.
Michael
Sam. Surprised the Packers never picked him up.
But like, Stone Cold goes off on this shit in the best way where you're like, what the fuck he said?
Yeah.
We've really got to fucking kill it. It's already been an hour. Yeah. It goes so much smoother without just a naysaying.
Right?
God, holy shit.
Fire that fat fuck. God. Fire me on. I'm funny.
All right, you got to start getting here on your own.
That's fine. All I can get here on my own. Just kick that hedgehog out and let me do this.
On that wonderful and pleasant note, car.
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 Really, Andy?
What? Last time it wasn't enough fucking enthusiasm. Now it's like too much enthusiasm. Car.
Thank you. God. You gotta have something.
Oh, boy.
Shit.
Hey, thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports? Looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's. With two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.